Joining us now are two of my favorite singers from formerly from the Fifth Dimension, Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr. Thank you so much for joining. Hi, how are you?
Fine. How you doing, David?
We are great. Thank you so much for calling in. Big fan of yours. I mean, I go back. I remember Up, Up, and Away. And before we get into something, here I'm going to ask you a question that there was a rumor floating. The song Up, Up, and Away by the Fifth Dimension. Of course, you're both the lead singers. How long did that take to get someone to produce that or to actually make that record? I heard it was a long time. A lot of people rejected that. It's a fantastic song. Is that a true story or not?
Well, we never heard that story before.
No, that's, I don't think it's a true story. That song was written by Jimmy Webb.
Right.
And Jimmy was one of the producers on that on the album. And it didn't take a long time for it to come out.
That's excellent. It was such a great song. And, of course, you've had so many great moments in your life. I mean, hit songs, of course, with the Fifth Dimension, TV. You had your own TV show and I think CBS, Grammy Award winners, film. Both of you performed together as well as solo acts. And, of course, being married for 40 years, I believe. Is that true?
Actually, 45.
45 years. Happy Valentine's Day. Now, do you remember your first Valentine's Day as opposed to now and all the great moments that led up to now? How does it get better?
It gets better just by hanging in there together and by being friends to begin with. Billy and I started out as friends.
And not only that, David, living the memories and the fun.
Oh yeah,
of all those years, it's just in the music. It just keeps us alive.
Yes, and we love it. We still love singing together just as much as we did in the beginning.
There's no doubt. And talking about the memories you just talked about, take us back to some of your most memorable experiences. I mean, you've had so many great times in your life, and so many times where you've been recognized as just the top entertainers. What are some of the great memories that you remember?
Well, there was one special memory when with the Fifth Dimension, we traveled to Eastern Europe, and it was part of a State Department-sponsored cultural exchange tour, and we got a chance to go visit some of these countries while they were still under communist rule, and that was fascinating. We went to Czechoslovakia and Poland and Romania. And we visited Turkey. Turkey wasn't under communist control, but Turkey was a fascinating country, too.
That is incredible.
Also, I remember when we got a chance to sing for the Pope John Paul.
Oh.
Both of us, Marilyn and me.
Yeah.
And it was in Texas, right?
It was in San Antonio, Texas, when he was here in the United States back in 1987, I think it was.
And I remember them telling us, they said, now, if the Pope calls you over, you go over and talk to him, but if he don't beckon for you, don't go over. So we were standing after we finished singing, we were standing there, and he beckoned for us, and we went over, and we knelt down before him, and he blessed us.
And he gave us rosaries.
Yes.
Wow. I mean, these are just, you got to cherish some of these memories. I mean, they're unique, very rare, and you're so blessed. You've had a blessed life.
Yes, we have.
We give all the glory to God on that.
Amen.
You know, that is cool. You know, there's some really great songs that you've sang. I want to go over some of these. One of my favorite songs is Wedding Bell Blues. I just love that song. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, you know, when we recorded that song, you know, Billy and I were going together. At the time that I sang it, we weren't really planning on getting married. We hadn't talked about marriage. But here we are 45 years later, and, you know, those kind of songs, your favorite song, Wedding Bell Blues, those are songs that people are going to be hearing us sing tonight.
Yeah, and then after Marilyn proposed to me, I just couldn't. I'm just kidding. I don't want to start a fight.
But those are songs that we're going to be singing tonight, you know, favorite songs from our past, as well as songs that have been just really important in our lives. We're so looking forward to the weekend and celebrating Valentine's Day with all of our audiences,
friends, and family. It's going to be a lot of love in that room. Tonight.
Oh yes!
How about
Valentine's Day? Is such a special day.
How about You Don't Have to Be a Star? Are you going to sing that?
I love that song.
Oh, thank you. Are you kidding? That's one of our Grammy Award winning songs.
Number seven, right? Lucky number seven.
That was a number one hit, right?
That's right.
Yes, it was.
And it was, you're right, it was our seventh Grammy Award.
Yes.
And of course we would sing that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And well, we're excited. We're actually going to be there in the audience tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
we're here in Phoenix today, so we're not going to be able to make it for tonight's show, but we will be there for tomorrow's
yes.
show. We're so excited.
Oh,
looking forward to it.
Well, let us get a chance to come come back and we can...
We've got to meet you.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, we would love that. We would love that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I raised up my hand when Dave was saying how blessed you guys are, and it is true, but let me tell you, I know how hard you have worked on this and worked in your, you know, not only your careers, but your relationship, and I think it's a phenomenal Valentine's Day story in and of itself.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, anything worth having is going to take work. You know, nothing's easy in life, but boy, is it ever worth it.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Another great song, One Less Bell to Answer.
Oh, yes.
That's
a Burt Bacharach, Hal David song, mm-hmm. and I just love singing that song because it's a torch song, and I always love talking about how much I enjoy sad songs about broken hearts.
Oh yes.
Now you two. Yeah, this is Joseph. I'm a little too young to. I love the music, you know, but I wasn't.
He's not as wise as Dave and I.
Yes, I am not as wise, but I am wise enough to know one thing, Marilyn. If I say the names Marilyn, Marlena Evans, and Abe Carver to you, do you know what I'm talking about?
Marlena Evans and Abe Carver.
Yes, you were on Days of Our Lives, right?
Oh,
that's right.
Well, no. My name was. Let's see. Oh, you mean Abe was my boyfriend.
Yes.
I'm trying to remember my name on the.
I don't remember your name either. But you know, I've just you're multi talented. You guys are not just singers.
She's been in movies.
I know.
She's been on TV shows.
Well, because I'm a huge fan of Days of Our Lives, I had to bring that up.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. That's great. You know, we just. You know, we've been so blessed that we've been able to sing, we've been able to do theater, we've been able to do, you know, I've loved hosting programs. I loved hosting Solid Gold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's just so many wonderful things out there, and to have the opportunity to do them, it's just been so great.
You know, it's a beautiful thing to be able to touch someone's life in wherever, whatever field it's in, to be it acting, singing,
right.
Preaching or whatever, just to be able to touch their lives and for it to mean something.
Now, you know, music has changed, obviously, over the years, and I'm just a big fan of the music of yesteryear, and not such a fan of some of the special effects.
Yeah, you don't like Britney?
Yeah, you know, and the rapping and stuff. So how do you relate to that? I mean, you still have a big audience, and we want to mention, of course, you're going to be at the Orleans Hotel tonight and tomorrow night in concert. So we hope everyone gets out there. Phoenix is not that far away. Just get on a plane, 45 minutes, or just drive it. I think it's only 4 hours, and see this wonderful couple perform.
If there are still tickets available, I don't know.
Do you know if there's tickets still available, by the way?
We think there's still some. Yeah. We know that we were really happy that they were moving so fast. That was just very exciting for us. But we think that there's some left, especially for tomorrow night, and we're not sure about tonight.
Yeah, well, we encourage everyone to call down there, Orleans Hotel, and see if there's tickets available either today, tonight, or tomorrow.
And then you guys are also, you periodically are seen, and you have concerts in smaller venues like in the L.A. and Beverly Hills area. Coachella, I think you've been in recently.
Yeah, we've played Coachella, and we play all over the country. We perform all over the world.
We just left a tour in Florida.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's excellent. You know, as I was saying about music changing, I mean, how do you see that? Is that just a natural evolution of things, or is part of your performing not just the passion you have for all this great music, but to keep alive some of this good music that's happened so long ago that songs that you still write, but the style of music to keep alive, is that one of your purposes?
Well, you know, I think that music is a cycle. It's a life cycle. You know, that every generation has its own flavor of music, because the young kids bring in something else, And then the cycle comes back. I'm glad it came back to what we can understand right now because I'm tired of breakdancing.
Well, and you know, I was going to say that as Dave was saying that. I'm like, you know, my kids that are in their late 20s, you know, they might not know Marbil, the two of you together or separately by name, but they know your music and they know your songs. And, you know, what's old becomes new again. And they also have, you know, remixes and different things happening.
Right.
And that's one thing I've noticed about good quality music is that it never dies.
No, it doesn't. And, you know, with YouTube now and all the wonderful performances that are available to younger people to see so that they, you know, sometimes they learn about the older artists just by chance. You know, they may be looking up a song or they may be looking up something and they click on something and say, oh, what's that? Mm. And it's so wonderful that they're able to discover the music of, you know, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, because it's available. Like it's easier for them now than it was for us when we were growing up.
That's very true because it's more accessible.
And a lot of the music that the kids enjoy today has been influenced by the music that came along in our time.
Yeah, that's right, because a lot of it's been sampled.
Yes.
You know, they've used it in their music, you know, by sampling.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a good thing for us, for them. Thank God for YouTube.
Yes.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
And the, you know, the Grammy Awards this year were really hip the way that they mixed the older artists with the younger artists and the music. And again, it's just showing the world, you know, about the music that was, comparing it to the music that is. So it keeps it all alive out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Ledesi went to my high school, my alma mater, and you know, seeing her singing that song in Selma and the love and respect between, you know, an artist that originally sang it back in the 60s and her is just beautiful. It's absolutely wonderful to see that.
It really is beautiful.
And Marilyn and Billy, one final question. There's no doubt of your talent, your passion, you're just joy, and probably have a joyful soul being in the entertainment industry, being great musicians, great singers. But the question I do have, because that's just, we know about your talent, is it's Valentine's Day today, 45 years of marriage for both of you. The love you have for each other, what is something you can tell and give advice to young kids these days? Because relationships seem to come and go, sadly. What is the key to your successful, loving, kind relationship that has lasted 45 years and counting?
Well, I would like to say that you really have to support each other in your desires. You have to learn to compromise with each other and allow each other to have the space to be the person that you are, and supporting each other and liking each other.
Yeah, I think that's what Marilyn said at the back. You got to like each other. I mean, you can love somebody, but you don't have to like them, you know. And being friends and liking one another and just carrying that all the way through is probably most important.
So important. And also, we share our faith together.
Yes.
And we believe that the family that prays together stays together.
That's right.
And we pray together every day. So those are just really important things to keep that glue strong.
Yeah.
And that totally makes sense. And we now will nominate you, and not just nominate you, you are the award winners of Breakthrough Entertainment Valentine's Couple of the Century.
The Century. What about us, baby?
What about me?
No.
What about me and my dog?
What about me and Kathleen?
No, I'm sorry. Marilyn McCoo and Billy
Hayes. You just upset everything.
We're giving that because you are such an example for others. We so much appreciate you. I can't wait to meet both of you tomorrow and be there at your concert tomorrow. It is also tonight, though. Get your tickets. Orleans Hotel in Las Vegas. Get down there tonight. I think it's, 8 p.m. show, I believe.
8 p.m. show, and there's going to be a lot of love in the room.
That's right.
And people are just going to have a great time. Billy and I are so looking forward to this. We're going to have a wonderful time tonight and tomorrow.
No doubt. Thank you so much, both Marilyn McCoo, Billy Davis Jr., formerly from the Fifth Dimension. Such great hits. Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to tomorrow, and we'd love to have you on again.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you. Thanks,
we look
David.
Forward to it. Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
God bless you all.
God bless. They phenomenal. I mean, look at the passion in their voice.
Yeah.
And look at their pictures. They're so cute and loving and just beautiful smiles. It just emanates just their spirit.
Extreme talent. I mean, the Fifth Dimension. I mean, who doesn't know the Fifth Dimension? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Joseph.
Well, even if they don't know the name of the group, the minute you start saying you don't have to be a star, Up, Up, and Away.
Wedding Bells Blues.
Yeah, Wedding Bells. You start to say these names of songs and they resonate used in
and they're nice songs. Like I said, they're not the naughty songs. They're the nice songs.
Right, but they're used in, 40-Year-Old Virgin, right?
Yeah, the Aquarius. Yeah, we didn't even talk about Aquarius. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, Let the Sunshine In.
Yes, and this is a song that was used on Ed, my favorite TV show of all time. Ed.
I don't know Ed.
Tom
Cavanaugh. Great show, and Ed sings this to Carol, the love of his life. This is Chicago. Singing You're the Inspiration. Definitely a nice song.
A nice song. You have to explain these to me. What's nice, what's naughty?
If you tell a woman you're the inspiration, you're my inspiration, that's nice.
And he's done that. How many poems and counting, my
47
and counting.
You're always in my mind, in my heart, in my soul.
Hey, you took that from my poem. Anyway, this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix. We'll be right back.